Hello, welcome. This is Queensland Live podcast number 4. We're like,
this is exciting.
We're like Stevie Wonder. We're in a studio. I have the lovely Janie Newlands here with me. I've turned the tables and I'm going to interview her. And she's pretended to be all cool and not nervous, but I reckon deep down.
A little bit nervous. It's weird because I'm usually the one interviewing other people, so it's going to be weird to be asked questions because I want to know what you're going to ask me. It's annoying me.
We look like Britney Spears. We need one of those microphones that comes down and we can start singing. So I have interviewed 2 blokes and I had a list of blokes to interview and thought, hang on a minute. We need some women representing. So Janie caught my eye a few years ago around your other job that we don't have to talk about. She's like an international James Bond, but we won't talk about that. But it was around food and how we are eating and her journey into food. And I've been kind of watching along on Facebook with some of the beautiful recipes and helpful tips that you've been putting out every day. And I try and have a look every day to see what I can do because my diet's appallingly shocking. And just to see what I can do, that are little things that I can change every day.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on, Janie?
Oh, g'day. Hi, welcome.
We're not on camera. It's all good. So tell me maybe a little bit about your journey into food. So where did that come from?
Okay, well, I've been in media and radio for since I was 16, so a very long time. And my journey with food started quite a few years ago. Like, I was feeling really foul, like I was feeling disgusting. I had like a sore throat and I had this headache and I felt lethargic and I was constantly getting sick and I was just like, this is not right. And about 5 people told me that maybe I should cut out dairy from my diet.
Yeah.
Didn't listen.
Yeah.
Was just like, whatever. Dairy's not going to make that much of a difference. Made such a huge difference. When I finally had that moment where I was like, okay, maybe I'll just give it a go. Within a month, I felt completely different.
So like, what did you cut out? Everything dairy?
Yeah, everything dairy. And I still don't do any dairy.
Yeah.
So the fog in my brain cleared. I had more energy. I never got sick. And I was like, oh. And it just made me think, if this is what food can do.
Yeah.
To me, like just simply by changing dairy, man, imagine how powerful it will be if I could like change the way that I eat.
Yeah.
Because what you put in your body kind of reflects the way that you feel about your body. So I was like, oh, and that kind of started me on that journey. And then I studied at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition for a year and I finished in June this year.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
And you got a certificate.
Got a certificate and I don't know where it is.
It'll be under your bed.
It'll be somewhere.
With like my degree certificates under my bed somewhere. And I'm like, 30 grand under my bed. Brilliant. Well done.
And just quickly, what I like about holistic health is it's not just food. It looks at like everything else that affects, you know, the way that you are with food. So say if you're in a career that you hate and you're stuffing yourself, you know, with cakes because that's the only joy.
Yeah.
So that's what I really like about holistic health rather than just basic nutrition.
Yeah. Why do we not eat well? Because I know I've come from the UK where, you know, food is a lot cheaper. You go in a supermarket and there isn't any food really from the UK. It's all from everywhere else. But it seems to be a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
And it seems to be that I find it easier to eat well and have stock of stuff in my cupboard than it is when I shop here.
Yeah.
I go to the supermarket and I've got a budget. I've got this much amount of money and I want to know what should I be putting in my trolley that's going to help me in that week.
So what are like the best things you can put in your trolley?
Yeah.
Definitely greens.
Yeah.
So like kale, spinach, broccoli, they're full of magnesium, so they're really good for you. Coconut oil's really amazing.
Yeah.
So you can put coconut oil on your skin. Also, if you have like sugar cravings, even having like a dessert spoon of coconut oil after your lunch will stop all sugar cravings. And your body takes up, like it takes more energy to burn it, so it just goes straight through you basically.
Yeah.
Quinoa's really good.
Yeah.
Lemons are amazing as well. So that would probably be my top tips.
Yeah. So why don't we eat well?
Lazy, maybe?
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's convenience.
Yep.
It's so much easier to go through the drive-through and pick up food than going to the supermarket and picking up 5 different ingredients and making something really delicious.
Yeah.
But if you are prepared and you get yourself sorted for the week,
yeah,
it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
So prep is definitely key.
Yeah, yeah. Because I get in and I'm tired and I haven't prepared anything and I open the fridge. And sometimes I'll do omelette, you know, with loads of veggies.
Absolutely.
Or I'll go, oh, I'll eat toast. Because I know my flatmate was away for a week and she looked at me and she said, you're going to eat really badly this week because you're on your own. And I was like, oh, I'll be fine. And I probably ate toast. I reverted to being a student.
Yeah.
It was pasta or toast or cereal or I was just totally lazy.
Yeah.
And couldn't be bothered.
And there are some really quick stuff that you can make,
yeah,
like a quick stir fry or a salad, throw some eggs on,
yeah,
you know, chickpeas.
What was that bowl thing you
That's
put
what
on
I
make
because it's like a nourishment bowl. So
yeah,
it's basically everything that's good for you. And I just like mix it up in one bowl, like with a little bit of hummus and a bit of chicken maybe, some greens, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
Lemon juice over top.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good. And it takes, honestly, 3-5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. And I think also growing up around, I'm sure my mum won't mind me saying this, my mum who started a diet every Monday,
mm-hmm,
you know, it was right, Friday, Saturday, Sunday's been awful. I'm going to start and I'm going to eat cottage cheese and crackers for the rest of the week. And it becomes ingrained into you to start on a Monday.
Yeah.
When actually, I started saying, well, why don't I just start this afternoon?
Oh, totally. And you know what? Don't diet.
No.
Diets don't work.
No.
Like, because you're missing out on food and then you binge and then you've got the guilt. It's just,
yeah,
it's just not a good thing.
No.
And scales, don't have them in
no,
your house.
No, never, ever. So you recently travelled to Bali,
mm-hmm,
which looked amazingly beautiful. Where did the yoga thing come from? Where did it suddenly go click?
I started doing yoga quite a few years ago and I was hopeless. I actually still, you know, I'm not that great at yoga, but I love it.
Yeah.
I've got a real busy kind of mind and a full-on job. So yoga's my time just to chill out.
Yeah.
And the feeling I get when I leave yoga is amazing. And it's addictive.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like my spiritual home.
Yeah.
The mat is, you know, where I go to get back to myself.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about Bali. What?
Yeah.
And you went on your own.
Yeah, I did a yoga retreat.
Five.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I decided really quickly. I was like, I need a break. And I feel like I need to do this for myself.
Yeah.
And the journey was incredible. It was the most healing journey I've ever been on.
Yeah.
And I came back, honestly, I think a different person. I felt like my heart was really open. I was so full of joy. I hadn't eaten meat, hadn't drank any alcohol, and just been surrounded by a beautiful, inspiring, happy woman.
Yeah.
And I just had a couple of click, click moments.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, I would honestly say it was one of the best trips I've ever done,
yeah,
hands down. So a new rule, every year I take myself on holiday.
Yeah.
And I think everyone should do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We were talking at work today about how we all love to go, you know, I love to go to the cinema on my own.
Oh.
I love to take myself off to, even if I go to a bar on my own, I think people are slowly coming around to the realization that you don't need, you know, you don't need to sit somewhere on your own and
you're
a weirdo. You're actually just, you can just go and do it, and it's really nice to be on your own.
And I quite like taking myself out for dinner. Like,
yeah,
I did that in Bali heaps, so I'd take myself out for these beautiful, amazing meals,
yeah,
and eat a lot of food.
And you don't have to share it.
Exactly. And with my journal, and I'd like write down and watch people and make up stories about them. It was so good. I loved it.
That's awesome. So where, what's next for you?
What is next for me? I'm going to continue radio, and I've started a wee health spot on my More FM show, which I do 10 to 1. And that's just educating people about different topics in,
yeah,
health. I'm also taking on a few clients, and yeah, just want to kind of incorporate both the media and the health into a great, big, beautiful career.
Wonderful. And stay here?
Yeah, I love Queenstown.
Yeah.
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 Outdoors. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So another thing that I kind of get from you is your connection to other women and,
mm-hmm,
connecting women. And I know through interviewing women through Queenstown Life, I've discovered this unbelievable network of women who are working full time. They've got two businesses, they've got kids, they've got houses, they've got husbands or partners, or, you know, and they're just doing it. And it's kind of doing it secretly and not really shouting about it, because, you know, as women, we're taught, don't tell anyone how good you are, don't,
yeah,
don't, you know, pop it, poppy's tall and all that kind of stuff. And I just wondered where that has come from, because I know you're very close to your sisters.
Yes.
And yeah, where did that come from?
I think that's a good question. I think, like I put on my Facebook page, you know, the five people you spend the most time with reflect the most about you.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the years I've had some people that haven't been that great around me. So I think it's really important to surround yourself with beautiful, inspiring people that actually do have your back.
Yeah.
And that you've got your back. So it's a real mutual respect.
Yeah.
And it's like a growing thing, and you help each other and you're there for each other. And I think, you know, it's great to have a partner and, you know, have a beautiful relationship, but it's also really important to have some good, solid, key woman beside you and like standing, holding you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't see, there's a thing on Facebook at the minute that is, it's an impression of how girls behave done by men.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have to watch it. It's hysterical. Brilliant. Because it makes us look ridiculous.
Crazy? Really? Like sicko.
Like standing in the toilet when we're peeing.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to take it that far. Hey, I'm sure there's been a couple of times where I've needed them there.
Haven't done that for a long time.
Yeah, neither.
Anyway, but no, I think it is really important. And they're the people you go to at the end of the day when you just go. And if they can be really honest as well. I know who my friends are who say to me, Jane, she's this happy, crazy girl all the time, when actually she's like, there's times when you're not like that.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go to work.
And I like when my friends pull me up on being a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
But like, when they're like, Jenny, that wasn't cool what you just did. You shouldn't have done that.
Yes.
Bad move.
No. So, plans for the summer?
Plans for the summer. I want to get out in nature. I want to do lots of missions. Yep. I'm doing the half marathon, which is Woo-hoo! Like a big thing for me to do.
Yeah.
So I just want to play and have lots of laughs and enjoy beautiful food.
I will see there. I'll be the one on the floor, try not to throw up.
I did a 12K run the other day and I nearly threw up. I was like, this is not a good sign.
Training's going well.
Yeah.
And maybe I know Sam Summers is my, it's my secret place. It's not secret anymore. Is my place to go to. So Sam Summers is one place. Give me three of your go-to places in town. Not in town. Well, in Queenstown.
Are we talking exercise? Or are we talking
any
favorite?
This is favorite. This can be favorite going out, or favorite, you know, finish work, got to get out of a work mode, go somewhere.
Okay, cool. Definitely Queenstown Hill.
Yeah.
Absolutely love Queenstown Hill. Dorothy Brown's, because I love going to the movies.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a movie geek.
Yeah.
Third favourite, my bed.
Yes.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. I love my bed.
We're going to get on.
Yeah. We're buddies. We've connected.
A very good friend of mine said to me, because I'm a big winter, I hate winter, can't stand it. And I retreat to my bed a lot in winter. It's like the place I go to. And he said, you know, there's all this stuff about you shouldn't go to bed, and you shouldn't, and if it's the place that you like going, hang out.
Yeah, I like sleep a lot. I really like, I'm a real nana, and I like to go to bed quite early, get up early and do stuff, get the day started.
Yeah.
So I'm in bed by 10, easy.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I've got some quick fire questions for you. God, the time's gone quickly. Christina or Brittany? It's a question I ask everyone.
Oh.
Don't think about it.
Christina's a bit skanky, I'll go Brittany.
Awesome, same for me. Almond or walnut?
Walnut.
Mountain or sea?
Sea.
Music or books?
Music and books.
No.
Music and
books. All loud.
Definitely music.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Fruit or veg?
Veg.
One album that you have to listen to for the rest of your life?
Oh, look at her face. She's like, yeah, got a good question.
It's awful.
At the moment, I'm really into like chilled, mellow music. So who do I love? Let's go say Ben Harper.
Okay.
That's just popped
into
my head.
You have to listen to that album for the rest of your life.
I'll probably be a very sad woman. Madonna. I don't know. No, that's too hard. I skip.
Favorite movie? You can have three.
I just saw Gone Girl, thought that was quite good.
Yes.
Really liked it.
Yeah.
Missed the full frontal of Ben Affleck, which is a bit gutted about.
No,
did you see that?
It wasn't in the one I saw.
Apparently it was.
I never saw it.
What else do I love? I like the Romeo and Juliet, the modern version.
Oh, yes.
That's quite cool.
Yeah.
and Annie.
you and my flatmate are going to get on.
I just thought, what was my... Oh, Point Break. You can't beat Point Break. Now, that would be a waste of time. You can't beat Point Break. That's good.
Young, dumb.
Yeah, gotcha.
That one. And your final question,
mm-hmm.
Your perfect day.
Perfect day. A little bit of a sleep in.
Yeah.
Yoga.
Yeah.
Sun is up. Feeling amazing. Having breakfast out on the deck with someone delicious. Is that good? A little bit of exercise, catching up with friends for lunch, listening to some music, dancing in the sun, and going to bed with a very happy, full heart.
Awesome. Jamie Newlands, you are amazing.
Thank you.
We will chat soon.
Awesome. Loved it.
Thank you.